Good afternoon, Roderick.
Hi there.
So what was the inspiration for your film?
Right, well, when I was writing 17 Minutes, there were a few moments in my life that I wanted to draw from, particularly obviously from my past, but I'm going way back when I was looking at the inspiration for this film. I was actually looking at my childhood. And so my parents are Russian, my whole family's very, very Russian, and kind of buying into that stereotype, they forced me to learn piano lessons, which I hated. I hated them so much. But I used to go all the time. I used to practice for an hour a day, every single day, to our lessons on Saturday morning. And I had this stereotypical Russian teacher who was very strict. And, you know, maybe 12 years later, I started to think back and I was like, you know, I felt so trapped and I felt so stuck in my routine. And I wanted to do anything to break out of that cycle. And so I ended up writing this short film, 17 Minutes, which is a futuristic sci-fi, which is all about the idea of entrapment and freedom and breaking out of the cycle of, you know, of life and your comfort zone, basically.
Well, it definitely is an interesting concept. But how did you get your film off the ground and what was the process of getting the film made?
Sure. Well, it definitely wasn't easy. I can tell you that much. It was a very long process. So I've been working on this one. Well, it was written 1 year, 5 months, and 22 days ago, exactly. We've been counting. And so when we decided that it was going to be in a sci-fi setting, we realized that it'd be relatively expensive to make because you can't do sci-fi on a low budget, really. And we also needed to find investors to supply everybody, which is really hard for me, considering I never worked in that sphere before of finding investors and, you know, all that kind of business side of things. So essentially I reached out to a lot of companies and ended up bringing one of my old-time friends on, who is quite wealthy, who was kind of very interested in sci-fi specifically. So it's kind of a perfect match. And him and I split the budget together, and that's how we got it funded. And after that, it was pretty straightforward. You know, if I needed somebody, like a specific talent, or if I needed a very specific crew member, I would go out and find that person, ask how much they're charging, and then see if that's, you know, lenient. And from there, you kind of build up a crew. We ended up having roughly 70 people working on this film in total. That's including behind the scenes and cast. So yeah, I mean, it just bit by bit would be my answer to that question. Bit by bit, we got it through.
And why did you decide to build your own sets?
Right. Well, that's an interesting question because originally I wasn't going to. Originally, the idea was to just find a futuristic setting and then dress it to what we needed. So we have three main setups. In my film, we have a white room, which is like a futuristic hotel room that's actually a prison cell, and then we have this dark room, which is kind of like the control lair with all the TV panels and screens, and we have a hallway scene, so we had to build a hallway for that as well. We were going to try find futuristic spaces that we could match with that and then put all the money into dress setting and creating the vibe from there, but instead we decided that in order to get the control that we needed for not only the cameras but to sell it for the, you know, the cast, it was going to be in that space. We just decided that, you know, it's an incredibly specific style that we're going for. In order to reach that style and all of the elements that we've already planned for it, we had to build our own sets. We didn't have a choice.
Did you borrow elements from other well-known films?
So, yes, absolutely we did. And I have no shame in admitting that at all. And I don't think anybody should. I think if anybody borrows elements from other films, they should outrightly admit it. So films that I borrowed from, definitely I took a lot of inspiration for the score from Blade Runner, on the first Blade Runner and 2049, which both are amazing. I also took a lot of inspiration from Black Mirror and their style of filmmaking. I took stuff from their structure. I took stuff from their set design as well. We took all these elements. And the reason why I'm so outgoing about admitting these things is because I like to think that I'm paying homage to the filmmakers who had made those projects. And In my mind, I'm building on top of the shoulders of giants. I'm taking what they've done and, well, taking pieces from what they've done and mashing it with all these other things that I love and creating something new out of it. And I think that's really special. But of course, there is a really fine line between, you know, paying homage and then plagiarism, outright just taking what they've done and reusing it. And I'm very strongly against plagiarism. So, me being open about borrowing small things from certain well-known titles is my way of kind of respecting those filmmakers instead of, you know, stealing from them in a way, if that makes sense.
No, definitely. I think it's important as well to kind of acknowledge that, yes, you are using elements from this, but you're creating your own thing. You're doing it kind of differently. And like you said before, it's not plagiarism. You're acknowledging it and you're saying it's kind of just kind of paying homage to it.
Thank you.
And why did you decide to tell this story in a sci-fi setting?
Right. So this is a really good question. So again, originally when I wrote the script, it always had futuristic undertones to it, but I had a lot of options. So since this is a story about freedom, which is incredibly universal, you know, I think everybody in their lives experiences some form of restriction of freedom, although the film argues that technically none of us have freedom. But anyway, I had a lot of options in terms of which setting I wanted to do it in and which genre I wanted to follow. So I could have gone down a film noir path, for example, or I could have gone down Western even. Or horror. Horror thriller would be a very dominant one. But we decided with sci-fi, I think because we saw it as a playground for this, you know, hyper-realism style of filmmaking where you can be so over the top and yet people will still buy into it because it's in the foreseeable future. It's like, yeah, this room is, you know, super stylized and over the top and you won't see this architecture anyway in today's world, but we're not too far off it. You know, so the whole point was that it's clearly not our world, but it's not too far away. And that's what we wanted to sell. And so that's why we decided to go with sci-fi.
Yeah, I do think it's an interesting concept. Would you say this is a political film?
So that's a very powerful question. And my short answer is no. This is not inherently a political film. So my views on quote unquote political filmmaking are pretty, you know, locked in place. See, I don't think films should be political in the base of what they are. You know, I don't think someone should name a film political and that's all it is. For me, well, the most entertaining films that I've watched growing up have always been films that have a really strong entertainment factor to them, with strong story and characters and events, and they have political undertones and subtext to them. So they're saying something underneath everything else. It's like a layer, right? You have your face value action, then you have your, you know, your message you're trying to say, and then you have political undertones. And so with my film, so since it's about such strong concepts like freedom and individuality and oppression and totalitarianism and all these things, even though they're all very politically charged, they're not aimed at a particular political party or a movement. I think in my mind it was always that it's, you know, this, it's entirely subjective how you see this film, because everyone's going to see it differently. Everyone's going to attribute it to themselves in their own way. So for me, I'll attribute it to, you know, my struggles growing up, you know, going to high school and university and being stuck in my piano lessons when I was really young. That's how I interpret it. But somebody else might see that as being stuck in their 9-to-5 day job, or someone else might, you know, like a stay-at-home parent, for example, might want to break out of their cycle of that and want to get out of the house or something like that. You know, vague example, but I'm sure there are a lot more that can attribute it that way. So yeah, this is not a political film, but I think it can be easily interpreted as that. And who am I to disagree with that? I think that's, if you see it that way, then you have every right to, and you're not wrong.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you just have finished completing the film. So what's the next step?
Sure. So our next step is to get it out to the world and get people to see it. So we've already had a cast and crew closed screening, just kind of a thank you for everyone that's worked on it, and everybody loved it. And we had such a great time. And so now after that, it's a couple more screenings for family and friends and anybody else who wants to come see the film, which we highly encourage. Obviously free drinks for anyone who's interested. And we're also obviously going to go for the festival circuit route, going for all different sectors of festivals. So that's underground, small, mid-tier and top-tier festivals, all the way up to, obviously the massive ones, Sundance, and try our luck at those ones. But yeah, that's our primary focus. And so we're getting into festivals to try to meet with some prominent producers and production houses that might be interested in expanding our story concept into a feature concept, which we all think it has some really great potential for. And we could definitely see it as a feature project.
Yeah, definitely. And where can we watch your film and find out more information about it?
So we've currently got a Facebook page set up, which is really easy to find, www.facebook.com/17minutesfilm. And so that's going to have all the information on there in terms of where it's screening, you know, where, when, all that information, you know, behind the scenes photos, cast and crew bias, you know, who's in the film, who's worked on it, how much time and effort's gone into this, and plenty of screenshots. So you know what you're kind of getting yourself into when you're going to come see the screening. And there'll also be some fun FAQs and competitions we'll be having as well, so people can take some prizes home.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I can't wait to watch it myself. And thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.